Hello there again, my brother, and welcome to another episode of Inspired by Impact. And today is MMU Monday, specifically the podcast Junkie's Cure for Mental Masturbation. And here are the questions we be answering. What do you do if you love consuming content, aka you're a podcast junkie like me and so many others, but you feel overwhelmed or confused by the number of actions you could be taking from the content you're consuming? Also, is there such a thing as too much learning and not enough doing? So this is the third installment of MMU Mondays, where we steal a quote from a recent episode and run it through the MMU, aka the mental muscle up. That are those five questions to help you go from inspiration to integration and ignite the impact you wish to see in your world. And if you want those five questions, good news for you, they are in the show notes. So rather than just listening to this shit, which is exactly what we're going to be talking about, up the show notes, look at the five questions, and then you too can MMU. So without further ado, and no more words that rhyme with ooh, let's dive into today's episode. All right, so first things first, this one has potential to get pretty heated. I'm anticipating that already, so let's see what happens. But as with every single MMU, the mental muscle up, first thing we got to do is we have to decide which area of the prep work we be tackling. Are we doing an isolation movement today, or are we doing a compound lift? And as is usually the case, not every time, but most of the time, we be doing a compound lift. So prep work, purpose, health and fitness, relationship, health and fitness, emotional health and fitness, and professional health and fitness. And there goes my phone. Rather than stop and recording, I'm just going to... Actually, that's super ironic. Super ironic. That alarm that you heard was reminding me to do my MMU from today. Okay, so bonus little side note here. With the MMUs, what you're going to find is at the end of this, you need to come up with one small, specific, and simple step that you can take immediately, right? Within the next 24 hours. What I found when I first started doing this years ago is that I would write my shit down because I do this as part of my morning routine. And then come the end of the day, like I would just forget about it. It's just like the reason why I don't do gratitude journals is because the gratitude journals that I've done, it's like, okay, you write down what you're grateful for and what you want to be grateful for throughout the day, but then you just fucking forget. Once upon a time, I used to forget to do my MMUs, but now I just have a standard alarm in my phone that says MMU, and I just change the time based on when I'm supposed to do or when I choose to do the MMU. So if you want to hit up the MMU and you want to be consistent with it, don't fucking leave it to memory. Put a alarm in your phone that's just going to be consistently dedicated to the MMU. Anyways, yeah, this is going to be heated. So we're tackling every area of the prep work on this one. So question number one, what is your situation? And side note, we're doing a little bit of an audible on this one. This one is coming directly from a very close brother of mine. And I'm not going to say who it is, but when you listen to this, you're going to know that it's you that I'm talking about. All right. So what is your situation? This is what my brother had to say in a text. Quote, side note, got to go back here, give you some context. Whenever I record my episodes with my guests, what I do after that is I pull out as many notable quotables from each episode that I can use for a couple different reasons. But this last episode with my brother Philip Pape and my brother Paul Salter, I had 39 notable quotables, which is a fucking lot. Like, it's a lot. Anyways, I shared that with one of my brothers, and here's what he had to say, which is the answer to question number one, what is your situation? He said, quote, "That's value-packed. Actually ties into a thought I had while listening to the episode, and that is, how do we limit how much we consume and thus take action on so that it is not completely overwhelming, especially for those of us who value intentionality and love to learn, but could literally spend our waking hours doing only that if we're not careful, LOL," end quote. And that's the situation for a lot of us, isn't it? Like, this is the thing that fucked me over the most. This is why I call it mental masturbation. I used to be the king of consuming content and never fucking doing anything with it, because whether we're talking about hormones and all the chemicals that actually happen when you're consuming content, you get these aha ideas and how that feels really good. And that tricks you into thinking that you're actually doing something with your life when really you're just listening to what other people are doing, getting inspired by that and not doing fuck all with your life. That was me. How do we make sure we don't fall into that trap? Well, that's what we're going to be tackling. So question number two, what is your notable quotable? This one comes from the last episode, my brother Paul Salter. And here's what he had to say that we're going to be using for our notable quotable.
Most people here are in some way learning and growing, but are you mindlessly and passively absorbing, or are you intentionally absorbing with the plan to put into action or to teach and educate somebody else about what it is you're learning? Because all of us here are such avid learners. I imagine most people listening are as well, but you know, specific to us three, we're taking what we learn and we're sharing it with others, our clients, our podcast guests. And that's where the extra layer of intentionality comes in, where I'm a bit more present.
So here's the part of that gem that I want to emphasize. Quote, are you mindlessly and passively absorbing, or are you intentionally absorbing with the plan to put into action or to teach and educate somebody else about what it is you are learning? End quote from a man, Paul Salter, that you can check out in episode 107 of Inspired by Impact. So let's move on to question number three. What is your transformation? So I'm actually going back years on this one, because this is what I used to struggle with that I don't anymore because of the very tool we are talking about right now. So question number three, what is your transformation? This is where we list our four don'ts and four do's. So I don't want to have inspiration without action, which means I do want to take inspired action. What I don't want, mental masturbation. What I do want is to make creation my focus. Number three, what I don't want is I don't want to feel overwhelmed, because that is something that can become so common when you're consuming a shit ton of content. So if I don't want to feel overwhelmed, what do I want? This one's going to be fucking game changing. I do want to become an essentialist. And the reason I say that, side note, is because one of the best books that I've ever read is by Greg McKeown called Essentialism, The Disciplined Pursuit of Less. And this is what he has to say on page 5 with regards to describing what essentialism is. Quote, essentialism is not about how to get more things done. It's about how to get the right things done. It doesn't mean just doing less for the sake of less either. It is about making the wisest possible investment of your time and energy in order to operate at our highest point of contribution by doing only what is essential. End quote. So the last thing that I don't want is I don't want to take inconsequential actions, which means I do want to take few but highly impactful actions. So now we're moving on to question number 5. What is your inspiration? This one, I'm going to try to keep this as short as possible because I'm going to go off the deep end talking about this one if I don't. All right, so here's what I wrote down. Quote, in the gym, one of the main reasons I have witnessed as to why people struggle to get results is because they fail to recognize that there is a difference between working out and training. Or you could say a difference between exercising and training. Working out is the physical equivalent of mental masturbation. And I was the best at both back in the day. Going to the gym with no real plan, crushing a great workout and sweating a lot, but not making progress towards a singular goal because I did not have one. Getting into better shape is not a fucking goal. Feeling fucking amazing about the way that my body looks, feels, and performs based on tangible results I can measure, track, and manage. That is a goal. It can only be reached if we go from working out to training. Training is working out with intentionality. End quote. Now here, the dude that's listening to this, you know I'm talking to you, because you yourself have even made the reference of the difference between exercising and training. There's nothing wrong with exercising. There's nothing wrong with working out. But when we have tangible goals that we want to achieve, we need to shift from exercise or working out to training. So here is how I started to view the content I was consuming. I started to look at it in terms of training versus exercising and working out. And here's what I want you to consider. If you're going to the gym without a plan, a very, very, very less likely to hit your goals in the same time frame as you would if you had a plan. But here's the other part of it. When you go into the gym, how many pieces of equipment are there that you could be using? How many different exercises are there that you could be doing? Like fucking countless. So how do you know what you should be doing that day? How do you make it so that you don't have to spend 17 hours at the gym going from the squat rack to the leg extension, to the leg curl, to the chest press, to the barbell press, to the pull-up machine, to everything else, right? To the TRX, whatever the fuck it is you're doing, the ab machine. How do you know? Because when you go in, you have a specific training program that you're doing that day. Today's leg day. Okay, so say for example, to me at the gym was chest. I know I'm doing incline dumbbell press, or sorry, upper body push. Incline dumbbell press, standing military press, lying tricep press, and then dips at the end. Okay, those are the four. I'm doing that. I'm walking past this. Well, I use the squat rack for military press, but I'm walking past all the other leg exercises. I'm walking past all the machines I would do for back. I'm walking past all the equipment I would use for biceps because that's not what I'm there to fucking do that day. So it absolutely amazed me when I didn't realize all the content I was consuming was like me going into the gym and just going from machine to machine to machine to machine without any plan. And so I'm consuming all this content, but I'm not getting any fucking results. It wasn't until I answered the first question of the MMU before I started consuming content. Like, what is the situation? What am I looking to solve here? So if I'm looking to solve a specific problem, if I'm looking to tackle a specific challenge, I'm going to find a podcast that's based on the title or based on the genre podcast or based on who the host is and the guest, knowing that they're going to give me the information I need. But then, even more importantly, like today, I could have gone and done 15 other exercises for chest, shoulders, or tries. I didn't, because I don't need to do that. I'm doing those four exercises because I know those four exercises are getting me to where I want to go. And I want to spend as little time as possible in the gym to get the fastest results. That's when I'm training. Sure, there's times when I'm working out and it's like, you know what? I'm going to spend some time and just fuck around at the gym today. And there's nothing wrong with that. But that's doing that on a consistent basis is not going to get me the results that I want. Trust me, been there, done that. So if you're not going to go into the gym and just wander around on machines without a specific body part or goal that you're working towards, why are we treating content the same way? We have to treat content consumption just like we do exercise versus training. If you're listening to a podcast specifically, like let's say you're listening to Phillip's Wits and Weights podcast, chances are you want to learn about either body recomposition or something to do with nutrition. One of those two. And the more specific you can be with the challenge you are facing, the easier it's going to be to go into whichever episode is probably going to give you the answers you need. But here is the fucking key. The moment you get the answer, ditch it. Like, sure, listen to the rest of the podcast, but only after you've taken action, or at least you've scheduled in when you're going to be fucking taking the action. Oh, yeah, we knew this was going to happen. All right, question number five. What is your integration? Starting off with the I am statement, I am an essentialist. So what is the small, specific, and simple step I'm scheduling and sharing? Well, today at RFN PM, which is right fucking now, I'm doing the fucking MMU. That's it. So for those of you out there who are like old Carl, and still sometimes Carl today, like I'll be honest, it's not like I capitalize on every fucking gem that I hear in a podcast. Like, that's going to be impossible. But what has made it so much easier is having crystal clear targets inside of each area of the prep work. Like, what does me looking or getting better and stronger inside of purpose look like? What does relationships look like in terms of me getting stronger and better? What does my emotional and mental health and fitness look like in terms of getting better? And what is my physical body? I know I have those targets, which means I have specific challenges that I need to overcome that are impeding me from getting to those targets. So when I listen to a podcast, I have that situation in mind. Just like going to the gym, I know I'm doing squats today, so I know exactly where to go and what to do, how many sets, how many reps, how much weight, all that jazz. So same thing when you listen to a podcast. When you get the answer, get the fuck out. Like, get out and take action, or at least have it scheduled. That way you don't have to listen to a shit ton of content and just end up exactly where you are a year down the road with all this so-called knowledge is power bullshit in your head that you're never going to apply. Side note. One of the things that is actually an advantage of consuming a lot of content is you're going to find that over the years, you can reference a lot of stuff that that you've learned and your little pea brain like mine has categorized and you can now access. So that is a benefit, but that definitely does not trump taking action. So what is the action? To me, you've got two options. Number one, do the MMU, like run it through those five questions, super fucking simple. Or number two, really simple. Just think of this like the 1-2 MMU that I do. Have a specific question or challenge, aka your situation, that you have written down before you even listen to a podcast. Or at least, like, have it in your head. If you have it in your head, there's a really good chance you're not gonna fucking do anything with it, so I highly advise writing it down. But have a specific situation. That way, you can use your RAS, your reticular activating system, as you're listening to the podcast, and then when whoever the host is or the guest says and gives you your answer, boom, you're good to go. Like, how much more would you get done if the moment you got the answer you needed, you put it into action? I guess there's only one way to find out. Thanks for tuning into today's MMU Monday, my brother. That was a heated one. I knew this one was going to go a lot longer, but I had fucking fun doing it because this is something that's transformed my life more than I can possibly quantify. And I hope it does the same for you. Until next time, we got this.